This is BI Radio.
Predictive analytics is a software category that probably has the highest and fastest return on investment of any category of software.
The level of interest and the interest to get going right away on collaborative BI has been unbelievable.
The focus of the book was really to enable customers' speed to success in the implementation of a CognosTAN upgrade or a new install.
Hi there, and welcome to BI Radio. I'm Ken Seeley. On the show today, we look back at Business Analytics Forum, where we saw intelligence unleashed with the launch of IBM CognosTAN. And where thousands of customers and partners saw firsthand the potential of predictive analytics to transform their business. Delaney Turner talks to three IBMers who were all at the center of it. Harriet Freiman, Dean Brown, and Jason Verlin.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. Harriet Freiman is a very busy woman. On the other hand, she's also a very happy woman. For the last 6 weeks, she's been on the road presenting IBM CognosTAN to worldwide audiences. As the go-to-market strategy lead for business analytics software at IBM, she knows CognosTAN from the interface down to the code. I caught up with her after she had returned from one of the launch events in Asia Pacific, and I asked her about the responses she's been seeing.
So, Harriet, you've been driving CognosTAN events around the world since the launch of October 25th, all of the run-up to the launch. So with all of those activities, now you've presented CognosTAN to thousands of people. That's around the world with the webcast and live. People, the range of expertise with our products, customers, potential customers, partners, how are they responding? If you could sum it up, how are they responding and what are they most excited about?
They're responding very, very positively. R&D this time gave us an unbelievable release. And I would say what they're most excited about, it falls into many areas. First of all, the workspace, the ability to have a single place to interact with information from historical to real-time to predictive to even being able to enter numbers and do what-if analysis all within a single user experience. That workspace has been incredibly exciting for the people we've spoken to, a lot of interest about how that works and how that can be deployed in organizations. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the fact that workspace is so much easier for first-timers. So if you want to do nothing but look at information, you can. If you want to slowly get more adept at interacting with information, it's all right there. So definitely partners are seeing that it's a great way for first-timers to get into business intelligence. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, you know, the ability for getting it out and interactive for offline users has also been very compelling as our core community of report authors see it as yet another route to get information out into people's hands, so actually reinvigorating the professional authoring community as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, in all of that reaction, what aspects of their response or what aspects of the launch really surprised you the most?
We definitely, when we partnered with IBM Connections to bring collaboration into the workspace, we knew that we may have something that would be exciting. We thought it would be something that people would look at and go, yes, I need to get to collaborative BI, but that's sort of a further step in the journey beyond simply informing people. We've seen tremendous interest in collaborative BI, I would say far more than I expected. So in terms of surprises, the level of interest and the interest to get going right away on collaborative BI has been unbelievable.
Wow.
So definitely collaboration. Another area I would guess is mobile and iPad. So it seems like people's eyes light up when they see that interactivity on mobile devices.
Right. Now this year's Information on Demand, including the Business Analytics Forum, that was the biggest event the Mandalay's ever had, the biggest ever in the event history. More than 10,000 people showed up. Almost half of them were there for the first time. So what does that say to you about the role of information and the role of analytics in driving business outcomes?
I would say that, you know, BI's been around. I've certainly been around as many years as BI. So I would say that there's always been a need out in the market. It's just that business analytics feels like it's the hottest topic in the marketplace today. And the attendance was fantastic, I think, not only in terms of numbers, but how engaged people were, really looking to understand, educate, find the value, talk to their peers from other organizations. Mm-hmm. And in fact, sessions were packed, so not only large attendance, but very engaged attendance. Mm-hmm. And I think it's mainly due to the combination of business analytics certainly is a hot topic in the marketplace, yet we as IBM have a really compelling vision. The portfolio that we have, either through innovation or acquisition, the story that we have around business analytics and our customers that are getting real value out of it today, as well as the role that business analytics has in driving the value of the smarter planet. So mm-hmm. it just feels like the nexus point of many things coming together, that the timing is right, and the attendance really is around. I think people are eager to hear about it firsthand, eager to work out how to bring business analytics value to their organization, mm-hmm. and just a great nexus point of portfolio, marketplace need, smarter planet, the need to make value out of the information people are gathering.
Along those lines, Les Rechin made mention of a new concept that that we're rolling out in business analytics called the analytics quotient, or the AQ. What's the response been that you've seen? And if you can give us some detail as to how Cognos 10 helps people or helps organizations drive a higher AQ.
Yeah, well, definitely people are resonating with the analytics quotient or AQ, like IQ and EQ. Mm-hmm. And how do you get an analytics quotient at an organization? How does Cognos 10 help? It's really about making sure that there's analytics everyone can use. And Cognos mm-hmm. 10 helps with that workspace, providing all the information in a very seamless user experience. There's the collaboration as part of that. So we know team decision-making is a team sport. So definitely having the analytics quotient raised by multiple people aligning on decision-making, that's where Cognos 10 can help, mm-hmm. as well as our BI strategy book. Because, to be candid, technology is just one part of driving analytics excellence in an organization.
Right.
We definitely also want to make it stick. So that strategy book and distilling our expertise into tools for people to understand how to organize, how to set their strategy, et cetera, also a key part of what we delivered with Cognos 10.
We talk about business analytics deployments as a journey. It's a metaphor we've used for a while. We help customers solve their immediate information challenges first, and then they expand to their business needs. But Cognos 10 is also an important stage in our own journey within business analytics. Where does it fit, actually, within the story of IBM Cognos Software?
Yes, so we've definitely been on this journey for a long time, and we love the analogy of the journey, because analytics is always, you can always answer another question, get another data source, etc. So even 20 years ago when we started with PowerPlay, really helping line of business do analysis, Series 7 was really about providing that smooth data service to get it information consistently, whether you're using analysis, dashboards, reporting, etc. And those really grew up from independent markets. It's not too long ago, maybe 10 years ago, reporting mm-hmm. was a very different market to analysis.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And Series 7 really brought that together. What we're doing with Cognos 10 is just saying, just because we came from that history of thinking of, oh, I need to do a report, or I need to do a dashboard, or I need to do an analysis, mm-hmm. Cognos 10 is really the stepping stone in the journey where those definitions, those boundaries really just melt away. People want to have interaction with information. And I really think there's business communities coming into the business analytics today. They don't care about the definition of what is a dashboard, what
right.
is a report. They just mm-hmm. want that interaction with information.
Mm-hmm.
So Cognos 10 is a stepping stone in that journey. Really is about eliminating those prior boundaries or those prior definitions. However you want to interact with information, Cognos 10 is there to do it.
Excellent. Well, Harriet Freiman, thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule for talking with us today.
My pleasure, Delaney.
IBM Cognos 10 is intelligence unleashed. Combine traditional BI with planning, scenario modeling, real-time monitoring, and predictive outcomes, all within a single, unified user experience. Pave the way to smarter decisions and better results with IBM Cognos 10. Visit ibm.com/cognos/unleashed. From business intelligence to business analytics and all points in between, this is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. You could do a lot of shopping at Business Analytics Forum. The event merchandise table had everything from Smarter Planet t-shirts to stuffed IBM bees. But one of the biggest sellers for business analytics fans was the new IBM Redbook on IBM Cognos 10. Dean Brown was one of the principal authors, and I had a chance to talk with him after the event.
Could you just give us, our listeners, a brief description of your role and responsibilities within IBM Cognos Software?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a product manager on the Cognos platform team, and I manage features in the product related to performance and scalability, overall product performance and scalability as well, and features related to administration, architecture, and IT-driven requirements within the product.
So that's a big enough portfolio on its own. Why the idea to write the book?
This is actually the first red book that was written solely about the Cognos product, and we've had other red books out there highlighting, you know, implementations of BI or TM1 on a certain platform, for example, on System Z or Power 7. however, there's never been one that was specific to just Cognos products, and our executive team recognized, you know, the visibility and the value that IBM Redbooks bring to customers, and so we wanted to enable our customers implementing Cognos 10 by highlighting, you know, the features and the best practices involved with the new features of Cognos 10.
And you ended up with quite the monster there. It's 600 pages, 11 chapters. Writing it must have been a pretty massive undertaking, much like I would imagine building the product itself. Could you walk our listeners through the process you followed to create it?
Sure. Well, yeah, and it is a big book. There are bigger ones out there, I should say.
Oh, really?
But it ended up being bigger than we had thought or estimated in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We followed the standard Red Book process. The ITSO is the group within IBM that manages the creation and distribution of Red Books, and mm-hmm. they've got a very mature project management process and style guidelines and tools that they provide. So we had an assigned project manager, Martin Keene from the ITSO, and we put together an outline of the book, highlighted sort of the areas that we needed to focus in on, and then started looking for team members to contribute to the book. We ended up with an awesome team comprised of three people from the IBM field, specialized in various aspects of implementing a Cognos implementation, product managers like myself and Scott Mason on my team, and then also proven practices folks from within the support organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was great to have such a broad and skilled team put together, because the focus of the book was really to enable customers' speed to success in the implementation of a Cognos 10 upgrade or new install.
Well, so I was at the Business Analytics Forum within Information on Demand 2010 last month. I saw firsthand the excitement around the product itself and the product launch. What was the response to the book when it came out?
It was overwhelming. We sent a limited number of printed copies of both the Red Guide and the Red Book. Now, the Red Book is the detailed one that we referenced here, the 600-pager, and then there was an overview, an executive-level overview of the Cognos 10 release called a Red Guide. Both
right.
follow specific formats from ITSO. But so we had them both there. We had 400 copies of the Red Book, mm-hmm. and the first 300 went within 10 minutes after the Cognos 10 launch at the booth. I think a couple people were afraid they were going to lose a limb.
Christmas coming early for the advanced authors?
Yeah, and you're talking about a 600-page book here. I think it weighed about 2 pounds, and people
wow.
were really excited to stuff that in their luggage and carry it home on the airplane.
Wow, it could be a way to get a way to force yourself out of the crowd too.
Yeah, I thought we should print one of the highlights on the cover of the book is something like "Leaves No Marks." You know.
Yeah. Well, let's get into the content of the book now, because that's where the real value is. Who did you have in mind when you were writing this book, and who do you think is going to get the most value out of it?
Since the focus of the book is to enable customer success with Cognos 10 implementations, we decided to focus the content on the IT user. And so these are users within a Cognos BI implementation that would develop the application components like model data sources, create reports, create dashboards, work with end users and executive level users to, you know, turn data into information using the product, as well as administrators and sort of server architecture analysts.
Right.
And so, that's the focus. But what we did do is we try to bring a business view into solving particular problems with the functionality while keeping sort of the requirements of an IT user in mind.
Okay. So the book presents the main features and capabilities in Cognos 10, but it presents them within a fictional business scenario. Could you walk us through that scenario and explain how the various features would address it and work within that?
So the reason we set a business scenario was so that we could have a consistent flow through the document that would sort of bring people back to the real world as opposed to reading, you know, product functionality like you do in our product documentation. The business scenario itself was a very simplistic one. It just, you know, had enough meat around it for us to be able to describe a problem that a typical user of a particular feature in the product would be confronted with maybe on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously customers are confronted with fairly complex problems as well, but we didn't want to spend the entire book describing complex business scenarios.
Right.
So essentially it lays out a number of scenarios based on the Great Outdoors Company, which is one of our sample companies. If you install Cognos BI, all of the samples are based around the same thing, so that customers also had another point of reference if they wanted to go look at examples in the core doc. And so each time we picked out a particular chapter would have a scenario that they worked with and displayed how to use that particular feature described in that chapter to solve a particular business problem. So, for example, in the chapter around using Business Insight Advanced, a user is looking at a particular issue with retail outlets and decides they need a little bit more information and a different view of the information. So they use the features of Business Insight Advanced to modify their existing dashboard and reports and come up with a different view that is completely personalized to their requirements.
And much like my favorite books, it has lots of pictures as well.
Yeah, and that's something else. I mean, the guide... the guideline for styles and the purpose of the red books, they're only published in English. They don't need to be, internationalized. So we have a lot more flexibility in the type of content we can include in a red book. So graphics, pictures, diagrams, none of that really needs to be multilingual. And so it makes it a lot easier for us to demonstrate complex concepts and walk people through how to use particular features.
Excellent. Well, this is a great primer on Redbooks, a great primer on Cognos 10, and a great primer on the Cognos 10 Redbook. Dean Brown, thanks for talking with us today.
Hey, thank you.
What if you could make the right decision every time? IBM SPSS Decision Management 6 makes it a reality for everyone in your organization. 3 simple clicks are all you need to build a predictive model, run simulations and scenarios, and deploy the model into your operational system. IBM SPSS Decision Management 6. Predictive analytics for better business outcomes. Learn more at spss.com. Ideas, insights, and opinions on business analytics. You're listening to BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. Mysteries can make life interesting, But in business, mysteries can cost you time, money, and customers, which explains why predictive analytics was such a popular topic at Business Analytics Forum. Among its many applications, predictive analytics can help you decode the mysteries of risk management, credit fraud, and customer churn. Jason Verlin delivered a very entertaining predictive analytics keynote at Business Analytics Forum. He's the Director of Product Strategy and Product Management for IBM SPSS Software, and he's with me today.
If you could just, for the benefit of our listeners, just state your name and your role within IBM.
Yeah, sure. My name is Jason Verlin. I'm the Director of Product Strategy and Product Management with the SPSS brand within IBM.
Just for our listeners who might not be as familiar with SPSS as other parts of the IBM Business Analytics solution, could you just give a little bit of a background on what predictive analytics and SPSS is all about?
Sure. SPSS was founded in the late 1960s at the University of Chicago, and the objective of the SPSS software at that time was to use it to attack and understand issues in the social sciences. And predictive analytics basically is a science dedicated to sort of analyzing data, predicting what will happen in the future, and then acting on that prediction. So in other words, driving the results from predictive analytics into, let's say, an operational system so that some action can be taken to optimize outcomes.
If we move from the social sciences to the business realm, what kind of problems or issues would predictive analytics be used to solve?
Predictive analytics, statistical analysis, which is its underlying core, you know, started in the social sciences but has been adopted incredibly quickly in the last 10 to 15 years by more commercial goals and orientations. And the ones that we have focused on the most in the past have been acquiring new customers, growing customer relationships, improving customer retention, so figuring out which customers might leave your organization, which ones of those would be predicted to have a high future lifetime value, and then creating an outreach program to save them, analyzing fraud, and understanding risk, business risk. In other words, let's say if you're a financial organization, you know, which of your customers might not pay their mortgage back, so that's a business risk. And in terms of return on investment, predictive analytics is a software category that probably has the highest and fastest return on investment of any category of software. It's a small layer of additional investment that builds upon all the previous layers of infrastructure to provide just that extra level of value. So it uses all the data in your warehouses about your customers, in your sales tracking systems like Salesforce.com or Siebel, or in your ERP systems, and then puts all that together to come up with predictions about what customers or prospects might do, and then helps you take advantage of those predictions by deploying outcomes. So just a little bit of extra investment gets you a lot of return and tends to get you that return very quickly.
Are you seeing more companies getting on this analytics road? Where do they start?
Yeah, we are seeing a lot more organizations getting on the road. What's going on is basically there is now so much data out there, so many ways to try to understand customers, understand the markets that you're in, how your products are perceived, how your organization is perceived. People want to attempt to get a hold of all this information, do something interested in it, with it, and get some degree of competitive advantage by doing so. So what you see is people generally start with one project. A typical example might be something like, I have a list of customers. Which ones are likely to churn, and how can I stop the ones that are going to be worth a lot of future value from doing so?
Right.
Then from there, they might add a different business problem that they want to attack. So I have a list of customers. How can I increase their lifetime value by offering the products that they might be more interested in versus wasting time with ones that they won't?
Right.
And it tends to spread in an organization. So then you might see for example, the risk or fraud group saying, you've gotten some very interesting results with that technology. Could I apply it to a risk or fraud problem?
Mm-hmm.
And it spreads. So you get this notion of more data is available. More data means you can use it in interesting ways to try to improve those customer relationships. And there's now the technology backbone to deploy the results of analytics into those operational systems to get the actual value from it.
Within IBM software now, SPSS is part of the business analytics division, along with previous the Cognos product set. Can you describe some of the synergies and connections between these two technologies and maybe how IBM customers could benefit?
For those of you, you know, listening to this radio program and you, you know, if you haven't yet seen the Cognos 10 product, you're really in for a treat. Okay, that group has developed a whole series of very advanced notions about collaboration and other issues in a sort of updated BI framework that is really fascinating, and I encourage you to have that look. Furthermore, what we've done with predictive analytics and Cognos is we've sort of driven them together in interesting ways. So a couple of good examples are, if you want to develop, let's say, a dashboard,
mm-hmm.
not of the past, but of the future.
Okay.
So sort of predicting, you know, which parts of your business are going to grow faster and slower than others, which products are going to sell well in what areas and what which aren't. Instead of mm-hmm. looking back but looking forward,
right.
we have enabled with Cognos 10, it can be much easier to integrate with SPSS to build those forecasts and those predictions and then drive them into a sort of dashboard that doesn't report on the past but actually reports on the future.
Hmm.
And what we've done with SPSS in, let's say, our modeling product, our modeler, which we call IBM SPSS Modeler,
mm-hmm.
is we can allow you to very easily build a model on it and then save the results back into Cognos 10 where it can appear right on your dashboards. So it's sort of, I think, this notion of predictive analytics and BI coming together in very advanced ways, and the software on both sides has done a lot to facilitate those interactions.
Doesn't it take the mystery out of life, though, don't you think?
You know, some mysteries shouldn't be mysteries. You know, if you're a doctor and you're trying to understand a patient's healthcare situation and you want to make predictions about where he's going to be having problems down the line, and then mm-hmm. you can act now to have him change his diet or his behavior or whatever mm-hmm. is going to do to reduce his risks in the future and help him enjoy his life, that's a mystery that neither he nor you want.
That's
you want
true.
To give him those answers and give him the opportunity to improve things. And that's how I view predictive analytics. You know, some things ought to be mysteries, but I think most of these issues, we'd all be better off if they weren't mysteries.
Excellent. Well, that's eloquently put. Yeah, I'd have to agree. Jason Vroman with IBM SPSS Software, thanks for talking to us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Connect with IBM Business Analytics on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook from our new Business Analytics community pages on IBM.com. Share ideas, connect with your peers, and contribute your views to our rapidly growing group of IBM Cognos and SPSS software experts and users. Simply point your browser to ibm.com/software/analytics/community.
Well, that's a wrap. I'd like to thank our guests today. From IBM Business Analytics, Harriet Freiman, Dean Brown, and Jason Verlin. A special thanks as well to our contributing producer, Delaney Turner, and to our head producer, composer, and audio engineer, Derek Schreiner. Visit us online at radiocognos.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/IBMCognos. And be sure to check us out at our new business analytics community pages at ibm.com/software/analytics/community. I thank you for listening. I'm Ken Seeley, and we'll see you in about 6 weeks.